Ooh, I know it's not Christmas morning, but it feels like Christmas morning here. I'm hoping that you will join me in the 100-Day Home Organization Program in 2018. This program really has been perfected over the last 2 years, and it is the program that will help you get your home organized. We can do that together, and I want to be on the journey with you, motivating you, encouraging you, inspiring you, and giving you that daily actionable step that you need in order to get your home organized. So join me. Join the 100-Day Home Organization Program. Just go to organize365.com/100-days. Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Who's ready to build their organizing muscles? Yes, organizing has muscles. I often say to my husband that I exercise my brain muscles the most. I'm not very good at athletic activities or any kind of physical exertion at all. I think sweating is a sin. I would much prefer to exercise my mental muscles and my organizing muscles. And every skill that you do, organizing, working out, working at your job, everything that you do, there are layers of effectiveness and layers of exercising those muscles, different skills that you need to pull on in order to grow whatever you are trying to do. So I am pathetic when it comes to exercising. I mean, people, you would be hard-pressed to be more pathetic than me. I regularly will look at the pedometer on my phone and have only walked like 1,200 steps for the day, sometimes not even 1,000. Maybe this is a problem having my bedroom in and my office in the same exact room. But anyway, I digress. One of the things I am doing this year is trying to walk more steps. I know a few years ago, I was able to walk 10,000 steps a day for a period of 4 months in the summer, and it was a real effort for me to do that. Like, I had to carve out time. I would change what I was doing in order to get in more steps, and often in the evening, I would have to go for an hour-long walk in order to make up all of the steps and still not hit 10,000 steps. So I've done a couple of things to change that this year. I have decided that my goal is 5,000 steps, like just based on where I am in my stage of life and my stage of my business and my activity level, I don't have the time to hit, and I don't want to take the time to hit 10,000 steps. It's an arbitrary number anyway. But on a day when I really want to exercise, I decided my goal would be around 5,000 steps. And so far, I'm doing pretty good, about 4 or 5 days a week, hitting anywhere between 3,500 and 5,000 steps. I'm telling you that because that's my whole entire exercise program. There are no weights. There's no like any, it's just actually trying to move more. You need to match your organizing goals to your organizational outcome that you want to have. I'm not trying to lose weight. I am just maintaining my weight. And I've been doing a really good job at that for the last 4 or 5 months. Even through the holidays, I did not gain any weight. I didn't lose any weight, but I didn't gain any weight. And a lot of my friends did gain weight. So I think I'm doing pretty good. I don't want you to compare your organizational progress with anyone else except for yourself. I only compete with myself. Like, okay, so 2 or 3 summers ago, I was able to walk 10,000 steps for 4 months in a row and I lost 10 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds, but I don't want to do what that would require, so I'm okay with not gaining any weight. That's where I am with my physical fitness. Now, I want to talk to you about your organizational muscles and where you are in your house. I know a lot of you that are listening to this podcast are organized now. I would say probably 50%. And when I started this podcast, I know that wasn't the case. You are organized because you've been listening to the podcast and you have grown your organizational muscles. Along the way, maybe you read one of my books, maybe you took one of my programs, and you have slowly, over time, gained your organizing muscles and decluttered your house. The first step in getting organized is decluttering. It is getting rid of the excess so that you can actually see what is left to get organized. And often when you do organization on your own, like I'm doing exercising on my own, I can hit a certain step goal and I can not get gain more weight, but I'm also not losing weight either. So my program that I'm doing for myself physically is just maintaining status quo. You may feel like you are doing the same organizationally as well. You listen to the podcast, you get really motivated, you go in a space and you do what you've always done. You take in a black trash bag and you fill it as much as you can with stuffed animals and trash and donations and moving things back into the kitchen that need to go into the kitchen. Really, you do maintenance on steroids. You make the room a little bit better and you move on to the next space. Some of you, however, are not organized yet or don't feel like you're organized yet. Maybe you found me during the Organized 365 binge, or you've been following me for about 6 months to a year, and you're definitely growing your organizational muscles, but a lot of you will hit a roadblock this week. How do I know it's going to happen this week? Isn't that kind of freaky how I know these things? I am very analytical, and I've been doing this for a while. And while I notice the energies that you'll have around organizing, I also know when you're going to get stuck. And this week is a week where you're going to get stuck, not just in your organizing muscles, but also in your physical muscles if you decided to have physical being one of your goals or paying off debt muscles. You are going to hit a New Year's Eve slump this week. Here's what happens in getting organized. Over the winter break, you had some time off and you decluttered like a mad woman. Like you got rid of everything that wasn't moving. The dog and the children were afraid in your house. You've taken down Christmas and you feel like a boss. Like you haven't had Christmas down before February 1st in a while. Not only that, a lot of you went to Home Depot and you bought those bookshelves and you bought the exact bins that I talked about, and your storage area for your holiday decorations looks amazing. Like you never even thought your decorations would look that good. Like you are really on a roll, right? And you decided not to buy the 100-day home organization program either because, one, you're saving the money and you're going to buy it later, or two, it's expensive. Like I'm not gonna lie, the program is expensive, as it should be. It was designed by a professional organizer and it works. So it's like having a professional organizer paying for a professional organizer to come to your house for 2 days when you buy the 100-day lifetime program. That's how I priced it. What would it cost if you had me come to your house for 2 days? My prices are higher now, but at the time when I made it. So you decided not to get that program. And you've gotten Christmas down and you've gone into all the rooms and you've decluttered as much as you can in the black bags, and you're looking around and you're like, it's not organized, but I don't really know what to do next. So you go in a different room and you get a black trash bag and you fill that, and you look around and you go, it's not organized, but I don't know what to do next. And you feel that way in all of the rooms in your house. Like they look okay, but they don't feel like your holiday decorations do if you went to Home Depot and followed that program. Like that feels like, man, boss, done, organized. I know what I have. That's amazing. You want your whole house to feel that way. You have exercised your decluttering muscles and you were able to follow a routine script of getting a certain bookshelf with a certain container, going through your stuff and filling it. You did a great job, but you're having difficulty now in some of the other rooms that you go into to know what to do with the stuff that I haven't recorded a podcast about, or I haven't explicitly said in that room, do this, do this, do this, do this. That's okay. You do not need to get the 100-day program. I'm going to tell you how to grow your organizational muscles on your own. We are going to focus on two areas in this podcast, the master bathroom and the linen closet. So first, it's going to depend which time frame you have on which one you do first. So if you have 15 minutes a day, we're going to focus on the master bathroom first. The linen closet is a 2 to 3 hour one-time activity. I know that sounds like a long time for a linen closet, but trust me, it's 2 to 3 hours the first time you do it. So let's start with the master bathroom. Now you may say, I don't have a master bathroom. Wherever you get ready in the morning is the master bathroom. There may be children in there, but you have a master bathroom. So the master bathroom is the one where you get ready in the morning. And your job, in order to grow your organizational muscles, is to go in your master bathroom for 15 minutes every single day and organize it until it is so organized that you feel like I came into your house and organized your master bathroom. Now you're going to say to me, well, how do I organize this? And how do I organize that? And if I already feel like it's not organized and I'm stuck, how am I going to do this on my own? It is the act of going into the same exact space for a set amount of time and not being allowed to leave over and over and over again that is going to help you get your master bathroom organized. Step one, let's say you go in today and I want you to look at the towels that are there. How many towels are there? Do you need all of the towels? Get rid of the towels you don't need. Maybe take the towels you do need and wash them real good with some baking soda and get them smelling really fresh. Good, you're done with towels. Day two, you go in and you realize that you're storing makeup in three different places. All right, fine. I'm going to go through the makeup, get rid of all the old samples. I never liked that color lipstick anyway. That perfume gives me a migraine. Why do we save this stuff that we don't need? But we do. You go through all your makeup. That may be 2 days of 15 minutes a day. You clean your makeup brushes while you're in there. Now you're going to go through your nail polish. Next day, you're going to go through your jewelry. Next day, you're going to go through your underwear and socks. I keep mine in my bathroom. Next day, you're going to go through decorations. Like, look at the walls. Do you like what's hanging on the walls in there? Do you want something different hanging on the walls? Do that. Next day, next day, next day. This drawer, that cabinet, every single cabinet and drawer. Okay, Lisa, I've been through everything. Great. Start over again. Look at the towels. Look at the makeup. Look at the nail polish. Can you get rid of more? All right, we've gotten rid of everything we can get rid of. And along the way, you're going to put little organizational things in there. Like, I organize my makeup in this makeup manager. I'll put a link in this post. You go out and you buy that $15 container and you're like, oh, that's really cool for my makeup. I know we're spending an awfully long time in your master bathroom, but I'm telling you, if you want to learn how to get organized, this is how you get organized. 15 minutes a day in the same space. I don't care if you also spend another 15 minutes a day organizing some other area in your house, but every single day, I want you going in that master bathroom until you could go in that master bathroom 2 15-minute sessions in a row, and there is absolutely nothing to do. Like, you're literally wiping off your soap dispensers and just cleaning the counter again. It is so clean and organized. You cannot even believe you're in your own house. You feel like you're in a hotel room, to be honest. That is organized. And the only way you get to that level of organization is to do every single drawer, every single item that is in there, and repeatedly go through that space for 15 minutes a day over and over and over and over and over again until there is nothing left that you could possibly do in that space. I'm going to be honest. For some of you, this is going to take 3 or 4 weeks of 15 minutes a day. Now, if you have more than 15 minutes a day, you could do it quicker. I would say a good estimation is some of you could get your master bathroom done in 1 day if you had a whole Saturday to the level of organization that I'm talking about. And I don't normally talk about getting to this level of organization because in my experience, it is very difficult to get to this level of organization in one fell swoop. It takes that repetitive going in, going in, going in, going in. So on average, if you only spend 15 minutes a day, I think it's going to take you 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks from now, your master bathroom is going to be amazing. And your job then is to maintain the master bathroom and go into another space. Your next 15 minute space is going to be your laundry room. I know these are really random rooms that I'm telling you about. The reason why I'm giving you these random rooms is because A, children are very rarely in there messing it up unless you share your bathroom. And still, they don't mess it up the organization. They just leave their stuff everywhere. That's not the same thing. And two, you've already tackled your kitchen, your closet, your master bedroom. These are areas you haven't probably really tackled top to bottom. I remember It was probably 2006 when I decided I was going to get my laundry room functioning. And it took me 4 months. And every 2 or 3 days, I would go in there and I would spend a half an hour and I would stand there and I would look around and I'd be like, nothing in here works. How am I going to get this space to work? I have a nice laundry room on the first floor. But it just was, I don't know, it just did not function at all. And I would go in and I'd be like, all right, well, we'll declutter. So I decluttered. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to move this over here. I'm going to try that over there. Okay, I'm going to move this piece of furniture in here. I'm going to try this. And I kept trying and trying and trying. And it took me 4 months. And then I was really happy. I ended up putting in bookshelves. I mean, more cabinets. I ended up putting in base cabinets. I ended up putting in a countertop over time. And then what goes in all of those cabinets? And then how do you label them? And how do you remember? And it took me 4 months. I had such a blast doing it. Nobody cared. No one goes in the laundry room. Nobody messed it up. I could do whatever I wanted. No one cared. And if you run the washer and dryer at the same time, it's like white noise and you can't even hear the rest of the family. It's amazing. It's like a glass of wine without the wine. And I just organized my laundry room for 4 months. And I built my organizing muscles. Now let's talk about if you have a 2 or 3 hour block of time, I want you to do the linen closet. And you might say, I don't have a linen closet. I'm sorry. Linen closets are amazing. I know they're amazing. I want you to go to where you store your medicine, your towels, your paper towels, and Kleenex. You must store those in a cabinet or something. But if you have a linen closet, this is a great room to try your organizational muscles. In the linen cabinet situation only, I want you to completely empty it. That's why I want you to have 3 hours. I want to make sure you have 3 hours to do this project. I want the linen closet 100% emptied all over the hallway so that you can't even move. It's just piled everywhere and you're very frustrated. I want you very, very frustrated. Keep listening. Okay, I want you to stop and I want you to look at that linen closet and I want you to clean the floor in there and look at the shelves. Are the shelves movable? Is the shelving sufficient for that space? Do you want to put in more shelving? Now you have a lot of stuff on the floor. A lot of stuff gets thrown in linen closets, but the biggest, bulkiest items are towels and blankets and comforters. And I want you to really be real with yourself. How many towels do you need? And why do you still have towels from the 1980s? And why do we have towels that are all bleached out? Here's what we do. We have towels that we got for our wedding 20 years ago. And then they get hard and they don't really work very well. So we go and we buy brand new towels and we take our old towels and we put them in the linen closet. And then those towels get old and hard and whatever goes in, they don't smell so great or whatever. And we put the old towels in the linen closet and we go buy new towels. Literally, it is so funny. Like my clients and I, like we are crying to the point of tears when I will hold up clearly the 1980s pink monogrammed towels and be like, the 80s wants their towels back. And we are crying. I'm like, will you go put this in your guest bathroom right now? They're like, no, I will not. I was in them. Why are we keeping it? I don't know. Same thing with bedding. Oh my gosh. I used to have in the kids' linen closet my flannel sheets from when I was a kid. I had 30-year-old sheets in my linen closet for my kids because I loved them when I was a child. And neither of my kids like flannel sheets. And not only that, I'm always cold. So I had Christmas sheets. I had red ones. I had teddy bear ones. I had like four pairs of flannel sheets from my childhood that my children didn't want on their beds in their linen closet. Then I didn't have the baby stuff in there anymore, but I redecorate my kids' rooms every 2 to 3 years. And I would keep all of the old sheets from the room that doesn't match anymore. We're never going to use this stuff. I could tell you, knock on wood, my kids are 17 and 18 years old, and there was never a case in our entire time of raising our children where I needed more than one extra set of sheets for their beds. Like, I don't know. My kids had the flu plenty of times, but we never went through 8 sets of sheets. We just didn't. You just put a towel down on the bed. It was never an issue. We have in our mind, I don't know what we think is going to happen where we're going to need 8 sets of old towels. I think we're told that we need to have a couple of old towels in case, like, kids get sick, you want to wash the car. But you don't need 8 sets. We just have so much in the linen closet. And you're going to stand there and you're going to be like, no, I do not. And then you're going to empty the linen closet and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I do. She is so right. Why am I saving all this? Now, I'll make you feel really good. Not for the old hard towels. Just get rid of those. But for all of that extra sheets that you have, especially single sheets, which you're like, oh, we don't even have any single beds anymore. Do you know who needs that? Homeless shelters. Homeless shelters desperately want your single sheets. Pack them all up, take them to a homeless shelter. You will feel like $1 million. And if you have towels that just don't match your decor anymore, but they're not horrible, like they're functional towels, wash them real good. Put some baking soda in there, make them smell amazing, take them to the homeless shelter. There are people that need this quantity of towels and sheets that we are hoarding in our houses. We're not hoarding them. We're just not thinking about it. We love those sheets. They're still functional. Why would we get rid of them? Because you don't even have a twin bed anymore. I remember when I was going through my parents' linen closet and getting all these twin sheets to take to my house, I was like, you guys don't even own a twin bed anymore. They had a blow-up bed, but it didn't need 15 sets of sheets. I'm just telling you, we keep sheets that we don't need. All right, that is the bulk of your linen closet. And it, with my clients, we usually get rid of 50 to 75% of what is in that linen closet. I mean, be ruthless, people. What is the worst that happens? You have to go to Costco and buy another $6 towel. It's fine. By the way, I do really like the Costco towels. Thank you so much. In the Organized 365 Facebook group, I was getting ready to rebuy towels, which I do every year. And I was buying really expensive towels because I want them to be really soft. And somebody said the Costco towels for $6 are really soft. And you are correct. So thank you. You saved me a lot of money. And I love them. And we replaced all our towels because it was only $6 per towel. And I think they were on sale for like $5. It was crazy. All right. So that is how you will organize a linen closet. That is how you will organize a master bathroom. Now you're probably like, wait. There was more stuff in my linen closet. I know. You'll figure it out. Look at it. Do you need it? I don't know. I didn't know I had it. I thought it was lost. Yeah, right. Okay, fine. Then you can keep it again until the next time you go through your linen closet. Now, the beauty of the 100-day home organization program is every single day I give you a 15-minute task. And I say, go to your silverware drawer, do this, here's a video. Next day, okay, great. Now we're going to do the other drawers. Here are 5 drawers you will have. Do this. I tell you exactly what to do with your 15 minutes every single day. That is what you need at this level. If you are to the point where you're walking around your house and you are saying, I don't know what the next step is. The reason why you don't know what the next step is because you need a professional organizer to help you, to guide you, to just give you a suggestion, and then you'll do the work. You have no problem doing the work and making the decisions. You're just not really sure how to tackle the space. Also, in addition to the 15-minute a day challenge, the beauty of the 100-day program and why I insist that it is a lifetime membership and doesn't have any renewal fee to it whatsoever, like you, once you're in, is because in the linen closet scenario that we just did, you found stuff that you didn't know that you had. And so now you don't want to get rid of it because you're not sure if you'll use it. You didn't remember you had it. And I just told you it's okay to put it back in the linen closet because I know if you're following the 100-day program and going through the linen closet that in 120 days, you're going to be back in that linen closet again. And you're like, darn, that's right. I do have a dehumidifier or a humidifier again, and I still didn't use it. Do I still want it? You might keep it the second cycle. When you go through that linen closet the third time, you're like, oh my gosh, we don't need this thing. And I have a friend who has a new baby and it's sick and I'll take over the humidifier and they need the humidifier. So now you know what you have, you haven't used it, and now you found somebody that could use that item. That is why the 100-day program is a lifetime membership, is because we have to go through these spaces in our home over and over and over again, and we need to separate it out. In the master bathroom scenario, I had you going back in that room over and over and over and over and over again for 3 weeks straight in order to get it to organizational perfection. That works. Doing it that way absolutely does work. Now you're going to go to the laundry room. I told you it took me 4 months. Do you see how long it's going to take you to get through your house if you're going to do the rooms this way? You will get the same result as the 100-day program. You will just have one room done, and then in the next month, the next room done, and then in the next month, the next room done. Whereas with the 100-day program, we go through the entire house in 100 days, take a little break. Entire house, 100 days, take a little break. At the end of 100 days, your whole house is more organized. Not perfectly, but more. And every time you get to a different level of organization, but you do it in a way that you hit the whole house as opposed to just focusing on one. Okay, I'm sure you're like, well, that's nice, but I can't even join the 100-day program until May. And I want to say, surprise, you can join it this weekend. What? I know. So when I have the 100-day program launch at the end of December and we sign you up and we start January 1st, I do it that way because I want to capitalize on the momentum of January 1st and all of the awesome decluttering you did over winter break on your own. You're hot and heavy. You're ready to go. January 1st, we hit the kitchen. There are a couple reasons why you didn't join. Number one, you didn't have the money. Number two, you've already organized your kitchen a lot of times and you don't want to start in the kitchen. And number three, you thought you could do it yourself. And now you're sitting here going, oh, I didn't realize how beneficial it would be for a true professional organizer who's organized hundreds of homes and knows there is an order to getting your house organized to just tell me what to do every day. Like, just tell me what to do every day and I'll go do it. And I can also do other things, or I could choose not to follow what we're doing today, but at least there's a plan I'm following. And if I follow the plan, I will get organized. Maybe that would be beneficial for me. So I knew, and I've been getting emails. When is that open again? Are you sure I can't get in? Why? Because now you're like, darn it. This is the best organizational season. It's snowing everywhere. And the whole entire United States is basically freezing. It's snowing in places that don't even get snow. You're like, shoot, I'm inside. Oh, this house is cluttered and unorganized. Oh yeah, that girl has that program about that thing. So I want to let you join. This is Martin Luther King weekend. I want to let you join between now and Monday. If you join between now and Monday, I'll be able to ship out your planner on Tuesday and Wednesday. You should have it by the following Monday. You are going to start on January 22nd. And the reason why I think it's okay to add you in the middle is because we, who started on January 1st, will be done with our kitchen on January 21st. So when you buy this weekend, you will be added into the Facebook group on January 21st as we are finishing our kitchen. I do not want you to join and try to go back to day one and get the kitchen done in 1 week. I want you to start with us on day 22. We're moving out of the kitchen and we're moving up to the master suite. We're going to do the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and the master closet. That will take us 3 more weeks. I will mail you a planner, so you'll have your planner. But I know you're thinking, ah, shoot, but that planner's halfway done, and then I have to pay for the next planner. Surprise! I'm going to give you the next planner also. So you will get to join us midstream. You will not do the kitchen. Repeat, you will not be doing the kitchen. You are going to join us in the master bedroom, master closet, and master bathroom. You will get the planner that goes with this winter 2018 round, and you will get the summer 2018 planner at no additional cost. You'll just pay the regular $497 to join the 100-day home organization program. You will get the remainder of this planner and the next planner. You can find out information by going to organize365.com/100-days. I hope you will join us. I know that this program works. I know it will get your home organized, and I'm excited to offer you the opportunity to join us midstream because looks like this could be a long winter, people. You're going to be inside a lot. So let's get organized while we're there. Have a great week.